German puppet Jew. Puppet president's command. Puppet troops to burn the land. Puppet fire, puppet flames. Feed on all the puppet names. Puppet lovers in their bliss. Turn away from all of this. Puppet reader shakes his head. Takes his puppet wife to bed. Puppet you, puppet German, puppet Jew. Puppet president's command. Puppet troops to burn the land. Puppet fire. Puppet flames. Feed on all the puppet names. Puppet night comes down to play. The after act to puppet day.
How's it go?
Take me to Hawaiian Bay, yeah! That's a quick one paddle, two paddle by my man, Don Ho.
Don Ho?
Don Ho. Not Julio, Don Ho. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, it is Tuesday at 1:04 p.m. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to the show.
Guess what?
What?
It is a beautiful day outside.
It's actually quite possibly the nicest day we've had the entire year in Medford, Mass.
Yeah.
So I say we get some cheery, upbeat music today.
Cheery, upbeat music.
It's nice to be back with y'all. We had a couple week hiatus. We were on spring break.
In Colombia.
Colombia. So maybe we'll dig into some stories and... Who knows? But,
Upbeat music only today.
Upbeat music only. So let's just get right into a song.
What are we putting?
Oh shit!
This is a banger.
Yeah, right, dude. Rolando showed me this.
What?
It just started playing, and I was like, what is this? This is awesome.
Dude,
once
this
again,
is my
One Paddle, Two Paddle by Don Ho. Great song, and I'm eager to see what other music he has. So, yeah, let's keep these vibes going. We're going to jump into another song. This one is very on theme. The Sound of Sunshine.
Whoa.
Go.
Go.
1, 2, 3, uh-huh.
Yeah, we go from the sunshine to the underwater world.
You know who else does that?
Who?
The UFOs. But I'll save that for another time.
When, specifically?
I think, folks, next week, and we're going to make a grand announcement to our massive following about this, but we are going to be doing the long-awaited conspiracy theory episode.
Stay tuned.
Definitely stay tuned. It'll be next week.
Next Tuesday, the 11th of April.
Yeah. A lot of stuff I've been curious about. Gonna do a little deep dive.
Guest speakers.
Guests. Introduce them to...
Someone who I don't encounter.
Who?
Anesu.
An alien? Oh. Oh, if you're aware of the story in Zimbabwe at the children's school.
No.
We've got a Zimbabwe native coming in to give his take on it. Either way, it's going to be amazing. This is amazing.
The best show of
your
life.
As Justin would say, this is amazing. So yeah, best show of your life. Anyway, I hope you're out in a car or something, man.
Yeah.
Or like walking.
Or outside.
Yeah, outside's even better. Yeah. I always love a good ride with the music though, with the windows down, looking at the sun. And today is just one of those days of all days that you have to appreciate what kind of day it is on this day of all days. Am I right?
I think you're right. So, what kind of day is it today?
It's a bloody beautiful day. It's a bloody beautiful day. As Ron Weasley would say.
Not a cloud in the sky.
Not a cloud. So,
Mr. Blue Sky is up here waiting.
Yeah, Mr.
And today.
Well, actually, I see some clouds.
Oh, you do? I don't know from here. You know what, though? The studio is kind of dark.
Yeah, the studio is kind of depressing. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to play you some great songs that are going to get your energy pumped and running. Hopefully, ours will do the same. And then we're going to go outside and we're just going to sit outside. And observe nature. Breathe in.
Exhale. Breathe with us. If you're outside in the grass, lay down, put your headphones on, listen to WMFO. Feel the grass touching your skin.
This is 91.5 WMFO, bringing you great tunes and commentary on this lovely sunny day.
Inhale. Hold. Exhale. Don't laugh.
Let's listen to a song.
Now get pumped because we're putting a banger right now. What's this called?
Which one?
I think you should put the Shrek one.
All right, so we're going to start.
It's for Shrek 2.
We have a couple of nice energy uppers. Slide it in. But for now, why don't we start off with the Counting Crows. You might know this one from Shrek 2. This one's called Accidentally in Love. And you know we've all been there. Sometimes you just fall accidentally. You're like, shit, man, I'm in love.
Crap.
What you gonna do? So.
It is what it is, but.
Let's start counting these crows and fall in love.
Fall in love. Go.
Enjoy, people.
Enjoy. You.
Accidentally in love, accidentally in love.
Did you miss us?
Oh, did you miss us? What a song that was, man. What
Shrek
a song.
2. Arguably, not arguably, objectively better than the first one.
I can't say I remember Shrek 2.
Really?
I haven't seen
Shrek
2
is when he meets the, it's like meet the Fockers. It's like meet the parents.
Meet the what?
The Fockers.
What?
Meet the parents.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What was I about to say? I don't know, man. Anyway, we had a hell of a trip to Colombia, man. Juancho and I were together. We started off in Bogota, where our dear friend Francisco Salazar resides. And then we transitioned over to
Cartagena.
Now, there were two events that almost completely derailed the trip in both going and in halfway.
Yeah.
The night before our journey to Bogota, someone couldn't find his passport for hours. That someone might be sitting in this room with
no,
him.
No, no.
There's only two people in this room, if no. you get what I'm saying. Looking for hours, scouring the house.
1 a.m.
What?
Before the flight left at 6.
Yeah, we left the house at like 5. Suddenly someone remembers that TUPD had contacted him about having an idea of his and...
Shout out to them.
Shout out to who?
Michelle.
Shout out Michelle. Anyway, they had it. They had his passport. He made the trip. We slept like... Well, he didn't sleep a wink.
Oh, I didn't.
That was an all-nighter. Yeah. I will say, folks, that travel day was possibly the best travel that I've had in my life. That was amazing.
Oh, but not because of that.
We were all deliriously tired. It was like we were, for lack of better words, high. But we felt terrible and great at the same time. Our friend Marcos was able to somehow get us into the Amex lounge in JFK during the layover, which was just absolutely electric.
Free food,
free beverages.
Beverages, like Sprite.
Sprite. Kool-Aid, orange juice.
Beer.
Wine,
what?
Mimosas.
Yeah.
Gin and tonics.
And then... What was the other incident? Should we say it now or leave it as a teaser?
Let's leave it as a teaser, but one of the dumber things that's ever happened to, I'm sure, either of us happened on the way to Cartagena.
Yeah.
But for the first story, let's just say I was struggling to put my bag up in the overhead bin. But it was a great, great time.
Yeah.
So, you know what? Let's listen to a song. What month is it?
What month is it? April.
And what year is it?
2023.
Oh, okay. So let's rewind a little bit.
How many years?
Well, you know, 60 years.
Yeah, exactly.
No, but it would be, it'd be 59.
And a couple months.
But, you know, let's rewind. Use that little time machine I know y'all got hidden in the Vatican. Wink, wink.
The flux capacitor.
Sneak peek.
From your...
I don't know.
From the Jonas Brothers.
Oh. Well, let's bring it back to the great time that was December of 1963. Oh, what a night that was. Kick it away, Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons with Disco 100.
Turn on the time machine.
December back in 63, what a very special time for me, as I remember.
Oh, what a night it was, man. It was such a good one. Back in December. Why can't we just go back to 1963?
Can we? Would you want to?
No. You know what I was thinking, though?
What?
If you... Okay. If you could go... I guess that totally...
Just, let's say it.
If you could be anywhere, in just a location, at any time in history, and be able to use the resources around you, where would you be?
What do you mean, use the resources around you?
I don't know. I guess I thought about it very specifically, but now I'm realizing there's tons of other cool answers. Because I was thinking, are you familiar with the alleged incredible Library of Alexandria?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So?
And allegedly, it was burned down way back in the day. And from that, we lost thousands of years of history.
So that's where you would be?
I would want to be in the Library of Alexandria and be able to study the history that is lost.
Nerd.
You know what? I think I'm such a history nerd. More just about but it's about the history that we don't know about thing.
Yeah.
Which is most of it.
Would you like that because you would be the only one who knows that? Or out of curiosity?
I'm thirsty. It's curiosity. I'm thirsty for answers, really. That's why I'm into all this conspiracy stuff.
Because
it's just like there's a lot of hints, but we don't know.
It's like a mystery.
It's like we need to call my boy, yo Shag, yo Scoob, get those booties down here, bring on that green old machine. I would love to ride around in a mystery machine, man. It seems like such a vibe.
Where would you go first, apart from
probably like the beach? What do you mean, where would I go?
To the what? To the
beach.
You said the time machine to the beach?
Oh, I thought you meant with the mystery machine.
Oh, I think you said time machine. I was like, what would you go to?
I go
the
back
beach?
To time. Let me just go to the beach three days ago. I mean, that's a hell of a question, man. Where would I go back in time?
Not the library, come on. Give me something.
No, that's my location.
But that was pretty good. I think it's a good answer.
I think it's a pretty sick answer, honestly. Okay. I mean, it's hard not to say. I mean, there's so many options, but it's like, you got to see Jesus. You know? You got to see Jesus.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
This man, you know
walks
what?
In
I
water.
I got one. I want to go see. Are you familiar with Moses?
Yeah.
Hebrew fit.
Yeah.
You know that this man parted an entire sea?
There you go.
That's the stuff. That's
you would like
I
to
see.
Witness that?
I would love to witness Moses standing there and parting the Red Sea in half, and then the Israelites just waltzing right through that. That would be that. That's you know what? That's a good answer. I'm gonna clap it up for myself. Shout out, great answer, Tenzer. Way to go! Thank you.
You know what would be fun?
What?
Partying with Jesus, turning water into wine.
Family Guy did a good bit about that.
Oh, about that?
Yeah. No, they're at the restaurant, and she's like, so would you like anything to drink? And they're all just like, no. Because,
Yeah.
Well.
Cool. Good answers.
These are cool questions, man. Where would you go?
Where? Yeah. I just told
when?
You.
When?
Party
when?
Oh, when? Well, party with Jesus. But a different answer.
Apostles.
I don't know.
That's hard.
Like anything before, not that, like pretty recently, probably a mess. Like anything before like the 1900s.
But I want to see it.
Yeah, but like.
That's the thing. Like imagine, I would want to see JFK's assassination.
That's right, like, no, but random, that's but, like, that's still fine. That's still fine. But you know what? You go to like the medieval times, you wouldn't last 2 seconds.
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, you could do a day.
With these clothes?
Why? Because
they'd look at you and be like, witch. Burn you to stake.
Also, if you just appeared out of nowhere in like a flash of light
okay,
in a time machine.
But you appear like in the forest and no one sees you. And then all of a sudden they see you with these like clothes. They're like, what the f-?
Well, yeah, we would look very different. They would think we were like an alien.
Like an alien, yeah.
Theory.
Theory?
What if the aliens or whoever helped build things like the pyramids
are from the future?
Were really just... What's in my future?
I've heard that one.
I don't really believe that, honestly. However, we do have the ability to go back in time. This is like a proven thing.
No, it's not a proven
thing. No, it is proven. It's
proven?
No. It's It's physically possible.
Oh.
But it's very, very difficult.
How?
No, it is. It's a whole thing.
Actually?
It's a whole thing.
Like, there, it's not.
It's about, I can't give you a good enough explanation right now, but it's going to do it. I don't know. We can look at it during this song. And then, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not going to look at it now.
So here's what I'm going to do for you folks. I'm gonna let Juan do a little bit of
play
research
a song,
about this.
Let's research and we'll talk about it.
I really don't know how it works. What are the words? Salafi, Halama, Chanachi, Obladi,
Obladu,
Oblawa,
Oblahu,
Oblaha,
Obla,
Obla.
Obla, play it now.
Alright, this is Obladi, Oblada by the Beatles. One of my favorite songs, as they say. But it's a great one. It really goes with the energy of the day. So enjoy, yeah, folks. Obla boo.
Obla hoo. Obladi.
Oblada.
Life does goes on, but
it
can it go backwards?
Oh, that's the question. Apparently, it can't.
Okay. After some research.
Very minimal. We'll leave it at that, but...
This is what I've gotten it to. You can't... It's generally believed that you can't go back in time, but you can technically... go forward. Well, you're not really going forward. If you go fast enough...
It says time travel to the path is theoretically possible.
Yeah, I'm reading that
it's
one, too.
It's the general... Einstein's theory of general relativity.
Yeah, I'm reading that one, too, but it seems like it's... like, not approved by most scientists.
Yeah, because they're not smart enough yet.
They don't believe in aliens either?
No, they do. That's the thing. That's what's crazy.
They do?
Yeah. That's the thing. A lot of the people talking about UFOs are very credible ex-military, current military, whatever, who have experience with it. It's crazy. These are just some sneak peeks for next Tuesday.
From next Tuesday.
Which might quite possibly be an hour of talking and no music.
Yeah.
Or deal maybe with some it. Like X-Files, Back to the Future type stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know. If you could go into the future, what time would you go to?
The death of the universe.
Whoa. Whoa.
And what's past that?
Dot, 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 bro.
What do you think is past that?
I have no words. A universe? It's inconceivable to even think of what's past the universe.
Like,
I can't imagine
past the death of it.
I can't imagine the universe dying.
Yeah, like a bunch of black holes just finish sucking up all the matter.
You know how big this universe is? Also, isn't it constantly expanding?
But,
I don't know.
Okay, if we're going by the Big Bang thing, you know? The whole Big Bang thing? There's a certain amount of mass. It's not infinitely producing mass. So eventually, it'll run out. I don't know. I'm no physicist.
I don't know. We're really trying. You're too sober for this, man.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I don't know, dude. I'd probably go to... I mean, that's not even anything I would have ever thought about. I would think, probably the minute,
next minute?
Hour before to hour after humanity is wiped out.
Our
however that, assuming I don't die with them and I'm just observing as, a ghost.
Why would you do that? To, prevent it, or?
No, just to see how it happens and what the aftermath
so
is.
So morbid, both of us.
Dude, I'm not going to be able to prevent, you think I'm going to be able to prevent humanity getting wiped out?
If you know the reason why it happens, wouldn't you want to? Wouldn't you try your best?
What if it's a gigantic meteor? What am I going to say? Yo, move Earth 5 feet to the left.
Yeah.
So, oh, yeah.
We put a bunch of propellers.
Propellers? And just blow the meteor away, the asteroid?
Or, I don't know. We somehow make the Earth move a couple, slow down for a bit.
Slowly, Earth, man. Move slowly to the left so the asteroid misses. I don't know. Frankly, I have no idea what our humanity's destruction is going to be. I don't think it's going to be aliens.
Nah.
I just don't think so. I think we're just being observed.
You think it's going to be nukes? Could be.
I really hope not. It's probably going to be either a threat from space, like an asteroid, a non-living threat. Or just global warming really gets the best of us. Honestly, that's probably the most likely.
Global warming?
Yeah.
To wipe it? Everyone?
Yeah, I mean, are you aware of the absolute highs that can happen from global warming? We can have unbelievable tsunamis, eruptions.
It would definitely kill a lot of people, but wipe out the whole
entire species? Well, if there's something wrong with the air. Probably. I don't know. You know what? I'm gonna look this up.
This was supposed to be a nice show with a beautiful
day. It's still a nice day, guys. The humanity's not wiped out yet. We got some time.
Enjoy your day.
At least 20 years. Let's play another song, man. I'm gonna play this one.
Which one?
This is what happens.
What?
I always try to describe the song. Sometimes, we go out to the bars and, there's always these snooty, sometimes there's these snooty girls who are no, you're out of my league. Or, they say the other way around. I totally messed that up.
Yeah. They tell you that you're out of the league. Yeah, no, you're too good for me, fam. I'm sorry.
And then I'm yeah, you're right. I'm out of your league. All right, that was horrendous. Anyways, this is Out of My League. If you couldn't tell already, that was probably the worst setup I've ever done for a song in the history of this network.
This network.
Yeah. Out of My League by Fitz and the Tantrums from their album More Than Just a Dream. Because, you know what, that's crazy, because that totally contradicts that song from Cars where they're Shaboom, where they're like, life could be a dream.
Yeah.
But they're basically saying, it's more than just a dream.
Oh.
That's crazy. All right, Fitz, we got to get you and the Shaboom guys in a room together and just talk about whether or not life is a dream.
Do you think it is?
I don't know.
Maybe it is. Simulation. Whatever, go.
All right, play. Out of My League.
That's deja vu, but I thought this can't be true, cause you moved to West LA or New York or Santa Fe or wherever to get away from me. Oh, but that one night was more than just right. I didn't leave you, cause I was all through. Oh, I was overwhelmed and frankly scared as hell, because I really fell for you. Just a shy guy looking for a tomb, not hefty bang a home.
on the upside to a downward spiral. My love for you went viral, and I loved you every mile you drove away. But now here you are again, so let's skip to how you've been and get down to the more than friends at last. Oh, but that one night is still the highlight. I didn't need you until I came to. Like you, I guess that's deja vu, but I thought this can't be true, cause
oh, I swear to you, I'll be there for you. This is not a drive-by, just a shy guy looking for a two-ply, hefty bag of home. I love when you move me, everything is groovy. They don't like it, sue me the way you do me.
Now we have a little PSA for you all about fresh fruit.
Why are we doing fresh fruit? Because it's a...
fruit?
It's a beautiful hot day.
Oh, it's a beautiful hot day. Go get some strawberries. Go get some watermelons. Go get some grapes. Plums. I haven't had a plum in ages. Anyways, looking for some sweet, great-tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating fresh fruits.
A is for apricots.
B is for black cherries.
C is for cantaloupe. These days, many grocery stores have more kinds of fresh fruits than there are letters in the alphabet.
That's crazy.
That's more than 26 fruits.
There's 26?
Letters?
Yeah, of course. The edible skin of fruits like apples can be a terrific source of healthy, cancer-fighting dietary fiber.
Cancer fighter?
That sounds good. While others like bananas come in convenient, ready-to-peel natural packages, so you don't even need to wash your hands to eat them. Plus, their wrapping is completely compostable.
Completely?
Completely.
Wow. So, if you're looking for a sweet, tasty, and healthy treat, remember eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack.
This has been a public service message from all the fruits and nuts. What? This is from WMFO in Medford. I'll leave it at that.
All the fruits and nuts here. That was a PSA for the day, for this beautiful day. Yeah, remember to eat your fresh fruit. Wait, your mic is not on. There you go.
Isn't that kind of crazy? I never thought about how they phrase it. Bananas come in ready to peel natural packages.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That is crazy. It's pretty creative.
Now, if you could go back in time and eat any fruit of the ancient ages...
They're all disgusting, probably.
You think so?
Yeah, because like, they've been like genetically modified and shit.
Oh.
Like, you know,
or
how,
they're
like,
better. No, you know what? I think they're bad. I think
no,
they would have been
no,
better.
No, because, I mean, from what I've seen, from what I understand, their seeds used to be like bigger. So it was like mostly seeds and not that much of the fruit.
I think they were just psychedelic.
I mean, maybe mushrooms.
Have you heard? The way that they described wine and a lot of the stories of ancient Greece and Rome and all that. That wine, that is not the wine that we know today, I'll tell you that. The way they describe it is like this nectar of the gods that makes you think all these things and act these. I mean, like, it's just different. It's not the drunk that we know today. I think the wine that they were drinking back in the day had...
extra fermented.
Something to it. But also, you know what's crazy?
What?
They were drunk all the time. You know why?
Why?
Because water was not safe to drink.
That's true.
So they were drinking alcohol because it was safe. When you ferment whatever, it becomes drinkable.
Wow.
Damn, they must have been dehydrated as hell. How were they building those pyramids? No water? They must have had one. They must have had water.
They had water from like a river, maybe.
Yeah. But I know, I've heard that it was alcohol and it was wine that was like the main sustenance.
So you're saying wine made them like trip?
Exactly. Now you gotta read how they describe wine in these old texts. It's different, dog. It's different. I'm like...
They were spiked. They spiked their wine. With little mushrooms.
Oh, a little Zom wine.
Little acids.
Well, I might go for a nice little glass myself. It is, it's 1:49. I haven't eaten any food today, so...
Where's your first drink of the day?
First drink of the day. I'll go for a nice Pinot Noir. You know. I hope you guys like that PSA. I hope you guys like those two back-to-back songs. What was the first one we played? Train.
No, the first one was...
It was Train.
No, the first one was Out of My League. The second one was Train.
Oh.
Drive By by Train.
Oh, yeah. Was it?
Yeah. Yeah, because the song started and you were like...
Oh, yeah.
You forgot to talk.
Yeah. So that was Drive By. That was Drive By Train. The first one was Out of My League by Fitz and whatever.
And Gerald.
Man.
Fitz and
Gerald.
Oh,
yeah, because I did that whole terrible introduction to Out of My League.
Yeah.
Drive By, I don't know what I would have said there.
You were scared of doing another bad introduction.
I think it's better that we did not. Let's take a look outside.
Wow.
Wow. It's still beautiful. Still sunny.
It's a bit more cloudy now.
It's like mid-60s in Medford. That's unbelievable. I wore a long sleeve shirt today. I can't believe it. Pants? I can't wait to wear shorts, man.
Yeah.
When we were in...
You could do it today.
When we were in Colombia, we were wearing shorts. What a blessing, though.
Yeah.
Shorts are amazing. I always forget about shorts when I'm out here on the East Coast.
Yeah, they don't asphyxiate your...
Whoa! Big word! I didn't know you had that in you. I didn't know you had that kind of English vocabulary.
They don't asphyxiate your
legs. Wow, way to go. Fucking Expecto Patronum or something over there. I didn't know you were straight out the Wizarding World like that, but... Hey, way to go. Props to you, my boy.
Expecto Patronum.
So... I don't know. Should we listen to some music by that, like... quote-unquote blind guy who could totally see?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I feel like we talked about this.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. There's that video of him grabbing the cane that's falling.
Yeah. No, the mic.
The story. I told you about the story of Shaq.
Yeah.
Walks in the elevator. Oh, what's up, Shaq? Yeah. Huh? How you know that? Anyways.
Are you questioning?
Yeah, we got 9 minutes left, so let's listen to Stevie Wonder.
Stevie the Goat.
One of them for sure.
One of them.
It's got to be the blind goat.
Ray Charles? No, Stevie Wonder about it.
Man, these blind guys are really killing the game. But you know why? Because when you're blind, your ears are better. That's
what I've heard.
Maybe it's an advantage for making music.
I mean, if they're better, they're better,
dude,
yeah.
Next time we're in the studio, or when you're in the studio making music, just close your eyes the whole time. Or maybe, I don't know how you would make it.
I'm going to like miss the keys.
All right, I'll close my eyes, you open your eyes, and I'll let you know.
And you tell me what to play.
Yeah. And then I'll sing like Stevie Wonder. Anyways.
Superstitious.
Yeah. This one.
Which one's this one?
When you write a letter, I know you probably haven't done that in, I don't know, 10 years. It's not really part of the game anymore.
Well, I do it every day. I have a pen pal.
Here's what you do. Really?
No.
Oh.
Would you do that?
Dude, that'd be sick. That'd be cool. I should really get a pen pal, honestly. But if I had a pen pal, I would get my quill, dip it in ink, scribble on this parchment paper.
Mm-hmm.
I would then at the bottom draw a little X in cursive. I would sign it, put it in an envelope, seal it,
and then
walk on over and deliver it. So let's do like Stevie Wonder, signed, sealed, delivered.
I'm yours.
Hit it.
And that time I went and said,
Signed, sealed, and delivered. I mean, what else can you ask for?
For me to be yours, Ben.
Wow. That's poetic.
I know.
Poetic.
Almost as if I wrote it, but no, it was Stevie Wonder.
Almost as if you just closed your eyes.
And played some music.
Played some music. Although sang. Your eyes were kind of open. Yeah, I think so.
I was squinting.
Anyways, we got 5 minutes left. We always love being here, especially on such a beautiful day.
Such a beautiful day outside.
Such a beautiful day.
It's sunny.
This is amazing.
Man.
We've had a lot of great chats today. How will humanity end?
Yeah.
That's certainly a question.
Just to not make this day too bright for you.
Yeah. Yeah. Where would you go if you could go anywhere in history? I don't know. We should really think of some other answers as well.
And questions.
Shit, how about the building of the Great Pyramids? That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah.
Just to see. Just to
UFOs,
see.
But that's for next
yeah,
week.
Yeah, but that's not even history. That's going on right now.
Ooh.
However, there was a massive spike in sightings after we developed the nuclear technology and dropped it on Hiroshima. That's the thing.
Really?
Yeah. And it goes with a lot of the theories of...
Actually?
Yeah, and the stories of the message coming them being, you know, we are destroying
No spoilers.
Yeah, stay tuned for next week's massive conspiracy mystery episode.
Two guest speakers.
Shaggy, Scooby. I'm going to be chilling out in my mystery machine for about 20 minutes before the show starts. So it should be quite the ride.
Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
It's a sunny day. If it rains right now, it will create what?
Rain, water.
Rain and sunshine. Somewhere.
Yes. If it starts raining while it's sunny, there's something that we could expect to see. And it's got to be one of the most beautiful sights possible.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah.
You might even get rich off it if you follow it to end. Find that pot of gold. Luck of the Irish. You know what I'm saying?
You talking about the colorful lines?
I'm talking about the colorful lines. Red, orange, yellow, green, blue,
purple. That song goes red and orange, green and blue.
No, I think it's a different song. It's something like...
Ooh. Oh. Ooh. Oh,
wait, I totally lost. Yeah.
Hey, just play it. We're not going to sing this.
All right, ready? Somewhere...
Over the rainbow... I think they rather hear Mr.
Let's listen to what's his name?
It's so long.
Take a guess.
I don't know.
Okay, his first name is the Holy Land.
No, it's not.
Israel.
Oh, right, Israel.
His last name is Kamakawiwole.
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 All right, play it.
Anyways, thanks for joining us today. Get outside.
Enjoy your day.
Nature, enjoy
and tune
your day.
In next Tuesday.
Tune in next Tuesday. Enjoy your lives. I know you'll be missing us. Let's end with
just somewhere.
A masterpiece of beauty. This is Somewhere Over the Rainbow, where I hope to see you next time.
Oh.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We'll close with this.
We love you. Bye.
Love you all. Deuces.
Okay, this one's for Gabby.